This is Ted Kennedy. President Clinton's action on gays in the military is a small step in the right direction. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Clinton administration's policy on gay and lesbian Americans in the military, don't ask, don't tell, don't pursue, is a step in the right direction, but only a first step. It is far less than a clear policy of non-discrimination would require. This issue won't be settled until full freedom from discrimination is finally achieved. That's why a broad coalition, from Coretta King to Barry Goldwater, call for a complete end to the ban, Al, and that's still our goal. The real danger now is that anti-civil rights crowd in the Republican Party will dig in their heels again and try to block even the modest progress the administration has called for. Dig in your heels, Al. Say no to bigotry. Don't join the Neanderthals who want to turn back the clock and deny Americans their full rights.
Full rights? Ted, the real Neanderthals in this debate are liberals who place social engineering before our military mission. Sacrificing human lives at the expense of providing soldiers with their, quote, full rights is simply not the way the finest fighting force in the world should run its military. Ted, respected Senator Sam Nunn reminded Americans that the U.S. Armed Forces' number one top priority is the mission. The second priority is the unit, and the third priority is the individual. So, Ted, you didn't listen again. The president's compromise has removed the worst aspects of a policy that did penalize and stigmatize certain men and women, but it is truly ironic that the only ones digging their heels now are the always unbending, unyielding gay rights groups who are now accusing President Clinton of betrayal. That is one bizarre and cruel way to say thank you. But as we all know, when you have to deal with bug-eyed zealots, pragmatism is always met with hostility. Too bad. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.